I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. It's been almost a year since Governor Peter Shumlin abandoned his push for single payer, but the fight for publicly funded health care system continues. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, House Speaker Shap Smith is now eyeing universal care for a large subset of Vermont's population.
A few months ago, Shap Smith's wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. Since then, Smith says they've learned far more than they ever wanted to about the health care system, and he says the experience has been troubling.
The current system that we have for healthcare finance is crazy. It is impenetrable even for two people who have advanced degrees.
Smith says Vermont can do it better. And on Wednesday morning, at a press conference at a popular bar in Winooski, Smith pitched legislation that could lead to publicly funded health coverage for Vermonters aged 26 and younger. The concept essentially calls for an expansion of a program called Dr. Dinosaur, which now provides coverage to income-eligible children up to age 18. Some healthcare reform advocates want to expand that program to all Vermonters age 26 and younger, regardless of income. Smith says he wants the legislature to set aside government money to study the proposal.
Can we put together a system that is less expensive than the one that we have now and works better than the one we have now?
The proposal would bring about 120,000 new children and young adults onto a public health system. The cost to taxpayers would be several hundred million dollars, and proponents haven't yet said what tax they'd use to pay for it. Lindsay DeLaurier is the executive director of the Main Street Alliance, a business group that's leading the push. She says the program would insulate families from high out-of-pocket expenses seen in private insurance plans, and she says it would redistribute health care costs in a way that would benefit businesses. DeLaurier says Dr. Dinosaur 2.0, as she calls it, would render obsolete the family plans that cost businesses the most to provide. She says it would also spare businesses from having to worry about coverage for young adults.
For some employers, this reduction in scope could bring the cost of providing a health benefit to the remaining portion of their workforce within their reach.
The teachers' union is bankrolling the push for the Dr. Dinosaur expansion and has spent $130,000 to fund the effort. The Affordable Care Act calls for what's known as a Cadillac tax on expensive health insurance plans, like the one the teachers get. Smith says that eliminating the need for family plans could keep high-quality policies from exceeding the Cadillac tax threshold. And he says avoidance of that tax could mean significant savings for Vermont.
If we're not going to save any money, end of story.
Administration officials say they're open to the idea of a study, but are not yet ready to commit to spending the money. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.